part of the conversation. Send us a WhatsApp message on +27 73 470 3520 or call us at +27 12 001 7679. Let your voice be heard. Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media. From broadcast to baptism.
All right, we are back, and thank you very much for sticking around. You're still listening to Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media. It's 13 minutes after 1. Now we are going to swiftly move on to our next segment, which is our Grow Model. Remember, our Grow Model is meant for you to understand a few things a bit better, and our pastor is already joining us to give us some perspective on this. Pastor Justice Mtukuta, good afternoon to you. Welcome, and thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us.
Good afternoon, my brother. Good afternoon, listeners, wherever you're listening to us from. It's a pleasant afternoon.
Thank you very much, Mfunis. Today, we're still talking about walking with God, but particularly walking in step with the Spirit, which is something slightly interesting for me. Galatians 5:25 reminds us to keep in step with the Spirit. This isn't about racing ahead or lagging behind. It's about surrendering control and aligning our pace with God's pace. And so the Holy Spirit guides, convicts, comforts, and empowers us to live with divine rhythm. And that's why Pastor Justice Mtukuta is joining us today to talk to us on this issue. Mfundisi, what does it practically look like to walk in step with the Holy Spirit?
Thank you very much for the important question. Maybe to start off with those who have walked this journey before, they've not done it without the help of the Holy Spirit. Acts chapter 1, verses 8, it says, "You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be my witness at Jerusalem, Judea, and the whole of Samaria." So from all times, the Holy Spirit has been active in the work of salvation. This work is not possible without the help of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit makes things to happen. In their walk, those walked before us, in their walk with God, the disciples were led by the Holy Spirit. We see that in the book of Acts chapter 4 verse 8, and then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them, "Rulers of the people and elders of Israel," verse 18, "when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were uneducated and untrained men, they marveled and realized that they were with Jesus." So, time and again, the disciples, in their encounter with people, as they ministered, as they walked in the step with the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit was manifested in a way to them. Maybe let me a bit there define the word Holy Spirit, helper, comforter. This word is a Greek word which is parakletos. Parakletos means one who stands in place to help. So, meaning to say, when Jesus ascended to heaven, he left in place the Holy Spirit. He gave the disciples the Holy Spirit so that he would be their helper in the absence of Jesus. So without his aid or without his help, the walk is going to be rough. He was there to help in the beginning. Genesis chapter 1, verse 2, we hear that the Spirit of God was hovering upon the waters. And he was also there during the patriarchal fathers as the patriarchs walked with God. The Holy Spirit was also their helper. Isaiah chapter 63, verses 10. He was there also with the disciples, like we have identified. We saw him in Acts chapter 2, being manifested there in verse 4. So we want this Spirit, this Holy Spirit, for us to walk this journey. Great works can be only witnessed with the help of the Holy Spirit. In the apostolic era, we saw great things were accomplished because of the help of the Holy Spirit. So communities are being transformed, especially these days. Communities are being transformed by the work of the Holy Spirit as we practically walk in the step with the Spirit. The communities are transformed and many people are coming to Christ as their personal and Savior.
How do we tell, so how can we tell the difference between our personal desires as opposed to the leading of the Spirit?
Okay. Yeah, as you were starting this program, you quoted something in the book of Galatians that is of interest. Maybe to start, let's go to the book of John, chapter 16. It says, "And when he shall come, he will convict the world of sin and righteousness and of judgment." Verse 18, "However, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth, for he will speak of his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will tell you things to come." So if we go to the book of Galatians now, Paul here explicitly puts it clear. He says, "Now the work of the flesh are evident, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lawlessness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentious, jealousy, outburst of wrath, selfish, ambition, dissension, heresy." We get to verse 22. It says, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness." So we can only differentiate the two between our desires and the leading of the Holy Spirit. This can help us, especially in the book of Galatians chapter 5, help us to distinguish the works of the flesh and the work of the Spirit. Therefore, it will tell us the desires, between the desires of man and the leading of the Holy Spirit in our walk with God. In another set of scripture, in chapter 17 of John, Jesus says, "Sanctify them with thy word, for thy word is that." So, if you want the truth, of God, when he was before Jesus, he asked Jesus and he said, "What is the truth?" He asked the truth, yet the truth was just before him. So for us to differentiate the works of the desires of our hearts and the leading of the Holy Spirit, God help. I say to this is the desire of the heart, and that this is the work or the leading of the Spirit of God.
Yeah. Give us examples, Mfundis. What daily habit can help us stay tuned to God's direction? And give us some examples, please.
Okay, we need to be a prayerful people for us to have God's direction for us to stay tuned to God. We need to pray. We need to have Bible study. We need to fast. We need to meditate upon God's word. We also need to carry the gospel to the world or a witness. We need to go out there and tell the world about good of knowledge, then that way we are going to grow. I understand we are on the grow model. So without these things, and one is not going to grow. If we want to grow, if we are to walk in the step with the Spirit, we ought to pray, we ought to have Bible study, we ought to fast, we ought to meditate, and we ought to witness to others the goodness of God.
I'm curious, Mfunis. I'm sitting here applying my mind as you're speaking, and hey, yeah, it's going all over the place. But let's do this, Mfunis. Why is it so difficult? Sometimes, if not most times, difficult to wait for God's timing. I mean, we know we're supposed to wait for God's timing, but it's tough. It's difficult. Why?
Yeah. Waiting is kind of difficult. I grew up in the rural homes. We used to wait for the bus. You know, we could sit there for hours waiting. And for the first time, as you come to the bus stop, you'll be curious and you'll be expecting the bus to arrive. But with time, that zeal, that curiosity will die, and you eventually end up sleeping. So we are not patient as human beings. Mm. Patient is something that is strange.
Yeah.
It's not something that is in us. We hear it from the book of Galatians that the fruit of the Spirit is long-suffering, patient, and whatnot and whatnot. So you find out that even those who were before us, the Abraham and the Moses, they also failed on this thing, on waiting and timing. You know, Abraham was called when he was 75 years, and he was given a promise, and this promise delayed. According to him, the promise delayed. It took him 25 years when he was 100 years of age, according to Genesis chapter 21, verse 5. Then Isaac was born. Mm. Can you see? For about 25 years,
yeah,
Abraham was in waiting. So waiting that is easy. It's very, very difficult. And
yeah,
we need to ask the Holy Spirit to give us patience.
Yes.
Because patience is not in us.
Absolutely. Yeah. So how does walking in step with the Spirit affect the way we treat others, for example?
Okay. The way we treat others ought to change for better if we walk in the step with the Spirit. I like it in the book of John chapter 13, verses 35. It says, "By this all will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another." So, again, in the book of 1 John chapter 4, verse 8, if you do not love, you do not know God, because God is love. So, we have to balance our walk in step with the Spirit. And how we treat others. We are not islands in our walk with the Spirit. We are not islands. We are living in a world where we interact with people. So even Jesus, during his days, he used to interact a lot with people, but this did not affect him in any way to walk uprightly before God.
Right.
He, we hear from the book of Luke 2, verse 52, that he grew in strength and in favor with God and in favor with men. Because he was amongst men, he could not avoid living with men one way or the other. He was supposed to have influence over them. So basically, we have to strike a balance there.
Right. Okay.
That's Thursday's Grow Model for today. Thank you very much, Pastor Justice Mutukura. Thank you very much for your time. Have a wonderful day, brother.
Thank you, my brother. Same to you, all the listeners. Enjoy your day.
You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.